expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Mind! Yeah. It's Sunday once again, and we are here in your grill, as usual. It's August
11th. Okay.
Shut up. It's August 11th, 2019. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, in the great state of Jefferson.
Good morning, everybody.
And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal, Ashley, is here as well.
Good morning.
That was nice.
Good morning. Is that better?
I like the first one better. It gave me goosebumps. And Red Smith, who's still in the seventh circle of blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's never gotten out of it.
It's okay, so have we got any announcements before I get right
we
to
We do.
It?
This is, I was told, very, very, very important.
Specifically important.
Important. And here we go. It is in regards to the bus.
The bus?
To ride down to the Constitutional Carry Rally on September 6th.
I should have. That's not the magic bus, though. That's the Second Amendment bus. Well.
So anyway, they are looking to fill the bus to go down. We need 56 people for the bus. That costs us $30 each.
Wow. Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. I've already gave my check. So if you're interested, give Sally a call at 530-246-9706. Again, it's very important. This is on Friday, September 6th. It will leave Reading about 6 a.m. You'll get there about 8, 9.
Bring your holsters with your constitutions in them because this is really important, especially in light of hearing Tom Bosanko last week at the Reading Tea Party meeting. I wasn't there in person. I was listening on the live feed that Sally put out. And you know something? I got a real problem with Tom at this point, and he needs to be I don't know. I'm not sure where we go from here, but you know, when you say you're for the Constitution and you're for the Second Amendment, but if you exercise it, I will arrest you, that's a little bit of a kind of a contradiction in terms because, okay, so let's see, concealed carry is not a right, and I can issue those at permits at will. But,
and I can take them away when I want.
And I can take them away, but you don't have the right to open carry either. So what you've effectively done is just circumvented the Second Amendment. And you know something, Tom? I'm tired of that crap. You know, this talking out of both sides of your mouth crap, you know, politically correct crap or whatever you're doing. You know, I used to have some respect for you. I have zero respect for you now because the real deal is that what you just said was completely opposite of reality. You know, I'm for the Second Amendment, but I'm against the Second Amendment. What are you, Robin Williams in a comedy skit where you got a schizophrenia problem? I mean, come on. What is it? Are you for the Constitution or against the Constitution? But I will arrest you if you open carry? Wow. Now, I understand there's some appropriate places to open carry and maybe some appropriate places not to open carry. But at the same time, what you're saying is that I catch you open carrying at all, I will arrest you. But what if I don't want to issue a permit? So now, then effectively, you're using the state of California as a buffer to circumvent the Second Amendment and our constitutional rights because you think it's politically expedient. Or maybe you've got something better to say about it. Call in. Let me know. You know, but this double speak 1984 bull crap is starting to get to my, you know, geez, my, I think I'm a little angry over this deal. What do you think?
Maybe a little bit, and just a hair. I would say.
Well, you're not the only one. There should be a lot of people.
It's a de facto ban on my
right.
Second Amendment.
That's what. Yeah. Listen, if I want to read a fiction doublespeak book, I'll get a 1984 where it's, yeah, you're free. Get back to your cell.
Well, where in the Second Amendment does it say you have a right to bear arms if your sheriff thinks that it's a good idea?
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, so Tom Bosanko has just declared him the arbitrary of all rights. Mm-hmm. If I say it's okay, then it's okay. And I'm for you having the ability to carry, but I won't let you.
And my other question is, well, if it's legal and constitutional for the sheriff to determine who can and cannot carry and what manner they can and cannot carry, maybe we should elect a sheriff that's okay with us open carrying.
Well, we got three choices, really. Either you get rid of the guy, or you suck it up and just go with the program, or you elect somebody else that's actually going to take your chances with them, because you're right back to square one if the guy's a good guy or a bad guy.
Right.
You don't know.
And I have a problem if he's going to do that on that piece of it. They say, oh, no, I would never come get your guns. I would never knock at your door. I wouldn't do this. I'm just saying,
whole liberal fantasy of get all the guns because we want to make it safe for the children is complete stupidity. All right? So if we take everybody's guns, let's say that we could take everybody's guns. Okay. Are we going to give the government guns? Are we going to – so do they get to keep their guns? Or are we going to just do a worldwide ban on everybody?
Okay. So there was no violence or genocide or war or anything before guns, right?
No.
Like it sprang into being when we invented guns.
It started in the Bronze Age.
Hmm. I'm pretty sure since humans have figured out how to pick up sticks and rocks.
But let's go back. Let's go back. So we got to give the government guns because we can't take the guns from the foreign powers, right? Which means we can defend ourselves from a foreign power through the army. But then what you've done is you've consolidated all the power in the hands of the government. And, oh, so we got a nice guy today, but we're like sheep out there one of those old drive-in movie theaters that's all been fenced off for our re-education program with the constantly running communist crap on the screen. Okay, but the real deal is that we now have no ability to defend ourselves against our government, which is complete crap.
Well, and the other thing is I think that there would be more of a willingness to sit down and have a discussion about certain things if gun owners and advocates of the Second Amendment knew that anything that passed wasn't just the first toe in the door to start chipping away.
Well, that's the real deal.
Yeah, that's
these
what
guys,
I was saying.
If there
exactly.
was some kind of guarantee, okay, it ends here.
They want to subjugate the people, the guys that are in power, and they're using the useful idiots to disarm everybody so they can't defend themselves, so that you go back to work, shut up, and do what you're told, while we just rape you day after day after day, and you got no way of fighting back. That's really what it comes down to. And, oh, our government can never get out of control, right? Oh, because we're the land of the free and the home of the brave. Wake up and look at what's going on around you. This is the land of the free and the home of the slave right now. Think about it. Gee, they can take 90% of your income if they feel like it? Wow, that's a great deal. That's not slavery, is it? Oh, I guess slavery is when you're only out in the field with a pickaxe, right? No, slavery, there's kind of, you know, debt slavery. I put you in debt forever, and so you just work me for me forever, even though I'm printing money out of thin air.
Those
and,
are college students. That's what we
oh,
call
yeah.
college students.
Yeah, and they're being educated, you know, like they might as well round them up and put them in a drive-in movie theater with some communist Tokyo Rose on the screen yelling at them to shut up and do what you're told because the state is great and the state is good and you will do what you're told and you will love it. And all this is the workers' paradise.
Yeah, but there'll be sugar-free punch and gluten-free cake.
Yeah, yeah, there's rainbows, lollipops, and sunshine up everybody's kazoo, right?
Yeah.
Do we have any more announcements?
Oh, well, I didn't get that one finished, but there you go. So anyway, give Sally a call at 246-9706. And then also on Monday, August 12th at 6 p.m. at the Patriot Meeting, it is going to be on citizens in opposition to the Fountain Wind Project. That has to do with the windmills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so that is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview.
This isn't the Don Quixote rally, is it?
What about the bird blenders?
Citizens in opposition to them. to the bird blood.
Oh, okay.
I don't know enough about it. I mean, I don't live up there. It's not going to affect me, I guess.
But it does affect
maybe
you.
Maybe it does. Maybe it I need to does. Know more about this. Maybe we should show up and find out what's going on.
Yeah, if you like seeing those things. They're supposed to be bigger and move them closer to than the ones that are already there. I know that's part of the issue.
Okay, and what is the opposition to that?
No. That's their opposition as far as
I know. But
why
doesn't everybody want, maybe somebody can call in and enlighten us, why doesn't everybody want a windmill in their backyard?
Well, I don't. Do you?
I don't care. As long as if it generates power, why wouldn't I?
Yeah, what is the opposition?
Yeah, I want to know what the opposition is.
I thought green power was the be-all end-all.
Well, we have plenty of power. Why do we need windmills?
Because according to the state's formula for calculating what we have to be at for clean emissions, we don't get to count the clean hydroelectric power that comes out of the dam.
Yeah.
We can't use that.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that bill was passed by Sancho Panza.
Okay. Can you turn me up? It's really hard to hear.
Turn her up.
Turn me up, please.
Is that better there?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Okay.
Sorry about that. But
so,
yeah, anyway, that's what it's about. I mean, everybody has their own thing about the windmills and all that.
I'm just curious what the...
Yeah, I just want to know what the opposition is.
I'm just sorry. I have a hard time if they want to do something like that. There's, like you're talking, they get one foot in the door, and guess what? That's the same thing with their Second Amendment. That's what I was trying to say is, yeah, he says that, you know, they're going to do this, but they always end up doing more.
Well, and I also know that once you look at the long term on windmills, they're not fiscally responsible at all. They don't generate a profit. They're a loss. They are by far not clean. They generate a lot of waste.
And where do we get the parts from? China?
So what is this? Windmill? this is wind power by Solyndra? Is that what we're saying?
Kind of the same deal going on.
Some of these palms getting greased. It just makes me wonder about the whole thing with Sheriff Vasenko and the Megan Daly thing. Yeah, I'm going to endorse her based on the issues of the water, even though at the Republican Central meeting she said, I don't know anything about the water.
Well, it's like, you remember the movie RoboCop?
Well, I know we're bouncing all over the place, but...
Well, a little bit, but I mean, it goes to the windmill thing. And remember, they make the RoboCop program, and the guy that had the other robot program's all mad. He goes, I already had a government contract 20 years for spare parts. Who cares if it works?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing with your wind power.
Yeah.
Right. And with that, we need to go to a break. We've got a couple callers on the line.
Do we got a couple more? You got any more announcements?
That's it at the moment. We can move along, but we'll get to the callers. Please hang on, and we will get you after this break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. On the way downstairs and drank a cup, and looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Chicago there. Good stuff.
Yep.
Shot. I'll tell you what, that almost makes me tear up a little bit. You know, God, do you wish for the old days a little bit here?
Oh, more. You don't know.
Maybe we're just stupid and innocent. You know, at least we didn't, at least we felt good. All right.
Yeah,
so.
Not at the price of everybody else.
Oh,
so with that,
goodness.
We do have a couple callers. We're going to go to Dick first. Anita, please hold the line, and we will get you after we talk with Dick. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. Hey, now that you're talking about the Second Amendment and all that, I want to remind people that the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council is having a fundraiser, and I have a lot of tickets, and Frank Rose has a lot of the tickets, and they're raffling off three guns. One is a handgun, one's a shotgun, and one's a rifle. And they're only printing 200 tickets. They're $10 a piece, and they're drawing to be held when all 200 tickets have been sold. The first gun is a Glock. The handgun's a Glock Gen 3 Model 26 semi-automatic 9mm. It's a really great little carry gun. The second one is a 12-gauge shotgun. It's Kel-Tec Model KSG. It's a 18.5-inch barrel and holds 10 plus 1 rounds. I looked it up on the Internet. It's supposed to be the fastest 12-gauge pump on the market. It'd be a great gun for home defense. The third gun is called Mossberg International 71SC 22 long rifle. It looks like a little AR-15, and it comes along with it. With the gun, you get a choice of four different choices for bullets. One is a 750 rounds at 223. Another is 5,000 rounds of 22 long rifle, or 750 rounds of 38 special, or 750 rounds of 40 Smith & Wesson. Anyway, these tickets are available. Frank Rose has them, and I have them. I'll be at the Reading Patriots meeting on Monday on South Bonneview, which starts at 6 o'clock. I'll have lots of these tickets. Anybody wants them? And Arthur can call me. Could I give my phone number?
Sure, you can give it if you'd like. Hey, put it out there.
Put me down for two tickets right now, Dick.
Okay. Of each?
Of each, yeah.
Okay.
That's $20, right?
9131. That's area code 530.
They're $10 each.
2469130. The tickets are $10 a piece, and it's a fundraiser for the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council.
Hey, never mind, Dick. I think Frank's still here, so I'll buy him off of him.
Why are that dirty rats?
He's our mascot.
Go ahead and give the number.
Helps the Veterans Affiliated Council, and I have tickets, and Frank Rose has tickets, and we like to get them sold so we can get this raffle going.
Okay. Anyway, what was your number?
Yeah, give us a number again. I won't interrupt you.
469131.
Say that again, Dick. I think you got cut off a little bit.
246-9131.
There you go.
And also you can reach Frank at 247-3844 for those tickets.
Okay,
so,
that's it. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in, Dick. We appreciate it. And with that, we will go to Anita. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Okay, can I just say, I'll say this as fast as I can.
You don't have to be in a hurry. Just give us what you got.
Okay, eagles. You know, those beautiful birds that fly in the sky. Can I just give you guys just a couple things about eagles? Did you know, not a hawk, not a falcon, and an eagle will take down a drone. They do not like drones. They will tear them apart. It will actually drop them into the water if there's water nearby. Do you know an eagle is the highest flying bird in the world? We can't even go to those heights. We would pass out, not enough oxygen. But if you put up a windmill, you're going to kill them.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that. How does the windmill kill them?
Oh, because they fly into them.
Oh.
They're literally bird blenders.
Really?
They and you know, my great Aunt May, she did pass away recently, and I was telling her about the drones, how they go after these drones. And she looked at me, and she died at 101, okay? She was 100 when she told me that. She said, well, the eagles are here to protect us. Of course they're going to go after those drones. And then the other thing about the guns, okay? I watched that ridiculous interview with the guy from New York, and he gave me hives. Literally, he gave me hives. I'm thinking about suing him. But I don't know if I could or not, but this is how I took it as. His family is more precious than my family. So his family can be protected, but my family can't be.
Well, that's how this works. It's do as I say, not as I do. And all
my family is just as precious.
Well, that's the whole point of this thing.
Right.
Yeah, these guys don't really care about you or me or any of the general public. What they care about is power and retaining power and doing whatever they feel like up at the top. Because the guys at the top, they don't care about whether you have a Second Amendment or not. They got private bodyguards.
I mean, I can't even talk about it anymore because he gives me hives.
Yeah, I know.
I've never had a politician do that to me before. And then as for the windmills, you'd have to have so many windmills. It would be ridiculous. We have natural gas, which is like abundance of it. And then we also have coal.
Yeah.
Here in the North State, we have an abundance of hydroelectric power.
You know, I don't know what these politicians are thinking, but how are they going to power their electric cars without coal? Are they going to plug into a windmill?
They're not going to be driving them.
I'm not sure they go that far because when you ask somebody, how is your electric car saving energy? They say, oh, well, I'm not burning gasoline.
And the batteries in those things are toxic.
Where does the power in your car come from?
And anyway, I don't want to get hives again, so. Okay.
All right. Anyway, well, we appreciate.
Just remember, save the eagles, okay?
All right.
Well,
because
thanks for calling
eagles,
in.
Like my great Aunt May said, they're here to protect us.
Thanks, Anita.
And the Bible does say you never hurt an eagle.
Thanks, Anita.
You never harm an eagle either.
We appreciate the call. Thanks.
And with that, we'll go to our next caller. We've got Joe on the line. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, good morning.
What can we do for you?
I was calling into the radio show to talk about the windmills a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm part of a group that will be giving a presentation at the Reading's Patriot meeting coming up this Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
I thought I was still.
Nope, you're not on hold. You're actually on the air.
So are you Joseph Osa?
Yes, I am.
Oh, very good. Yeah, we've got your number on the chat room because Sally posted it there to give you a call. So you just saved us some steps. So you're going to be doing a presentation on the windmill issue at the Reading Tea Party Patriots meeting next week?
Right, right.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, myself and Beth Messick have been asked to speak this coming Monday.
So can you give us a brief overview of what the problem is?
I'm sorry, of what the...
What the problem is. Are you for the windmills or against them?
No, we're against it. We're part of a group called the Citizens in Opposition to the Fountain Wind Project.
Okay.
There is a project planned for eastern Shasta County up here in the Intermountain area, very near the Hatchet Ridge wind development that's up here. So around the communities of Bernie, Montgomery Creek, Round Mountain, excuse me, not Bernie, but on your way to Bernie, around Montgomery Creek, Oak Run area, all through that part, on either side of 299.
So what's the problem with the windmills? What's the problem with the windmills? What's the problem with the windmills? You would think everybody would want extra power sources.
Well, there's actually quite a few problems. Part of the difficulty.
You want to turn down your radio, Joe? Can you turn down your radio?
The fact that they're, in this particular instance, they're looking to place these windmills in a forested area. Windmills do catch fire. This area up here, for instance, is rated some of the highest fire hazard zones by CAL FIRE. And these windmills will be up here over about 30 to 43,000 acres is the total leased lands. They're clear several thousand acres of forest. I know one of your previous callers talked about the windmills killing eagles. That's one of the issues besides fire is their effect on wildlife. They really do decimate the avian population. They also kill numerous bats. If you're familiar with some of the problems they have down in Ultimate Pass area and in San Gorgonio with the eagles down there, they've killing so many that the population may not even be able to sustain itself with the recovering from the number of kills and such.
Well, who's promoting this project? I mean, it's not coming out of thin air.
Yeah, it's a foreign-known company called Iberdrola. It starts with Pacific Wind Development out of Portland, which is a subsidiary to Avangrid. Avangrid is a subsidiary of Iberdrola, which is a Spanish firm, very large international firm, multi-billion-dollar corporation that has wind developments all around the country or all around the world. And then the lands in this area having been purchased from Roseburg are now owned by Shasta Cascade Timberlands, which is out of Australia. So you have an Australian company that owns the land and a Spanish company that's placing the windmills up here. And not that that's necessarily bad in itself, and that isn't what we're really objecting to, although it's still a little disconcerting for me personally. But, again, the real problem is these windmills catch fire. They have other numerous health effects. There's a phenomenon they called infrasound or wind syndrome effect that directly affects people's health. And one of the main problems here in Shasta County, too, is that we don't really have the proper zoning for this. They don't have setback, clearly delineated setback rules or even things as to where these should be placed, such as not in a forested high fire zone area. It'll destroy and disrupt some of the tribal lands and their sacred places that they frequent for some of the ceremonial stuff. There's just numerous problems. These windmills are actually 600 feet tall. They're about 10 feet shorter than the Shasta Dam. And for some residents, for instance, the Moose Camp area, if you're familiar with that area, there's a within a quarter mile of Moose Camp, there's a couple of ridges, maybe 200 feet high or so. There'll be a windmill on top of that. So within a quarter mile of Moose Camp, you'll be looking at an 800-foot-tall structure, essentially. And there'll be 100 of these. There's 44 wind turbines already present at the Hatchet Ridge, another 100 that are located within a couple miles. And many of the residents in Shasta County aren't even aware that this stuff is under development. And part of what we as a group have asked for from the Shasta County supervisors is that they make this available to the public for comment, for zoning regulation and general plan modifications, things of that nature, so that all of the residents here, because it affects all of us with the impacts on our view shed, impacts on tourism, wildfires that could start in this area and easily, just like the car fire. You know, this is a windy area, and the winds blow up and down the hill, move down into the Redding, similar to what happened in the car fire on the western side. And so we just feel that the people should have a voice and what occurs with these types of developments within Shasta County.
We got to go to a break.
Unfortunately, Joe, we have to go to a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more on the other side of the break.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who's financing these projects a little bit too.
This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 stacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, graveyards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you?
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. You know, it's really interesting. I was at the website for Iberdrola, and I was in there, and looking at their finances and their stuff, and then all of a sudden I can't get to their website anymore, for whatever reason. And, it looks like, and this is a European company out of Spain, it looks like. And totally, now I'm in there, totally driving this, why would we want a foreign country, running our utilities. Can anybody answer me that? Australia and Spain, and this looks like the whole globalization garbage. And, you know, I'm for sustainable stuff. I'm for environmental stuff. But I'll tell you what, after a while, it's hard not to get a little suspicious of these guys that are, it's all about green and climate change and sustainable.
But it's all about the opposite, actually.
Actually, it's yeah, about they, enriching they, a few people.
Yeah, exactly.
At the cost
it's not
of,
really yeah. green energy.
Yeah, corporate governance.
And again, yeah, a foreign
yeah,
people
why would
to run it and be in control of our power.
And how come Australia owns all the land? This doesn't make sense to me. You know, I'm looking at the importance of their environment and how to protect it. And, you know,
here's the thing. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm just reading the website. It's,
well, I'm looking through the Cibadrola. Their largest shareholder by far is somebody called the Qatar Investment Authority. And that is actually a state-owned holding company that is characterized as a national wealth fund for the nation of Qatar.
Oh, that's got to be good. Isn't
yeah.
Qatar like in the Arab states?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it like down there in the Middle East with all of the
mm-hmm.
Muslims and so forth?
Are you still with us, Joe?
Joe, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, Joe.
Are you still there?
We're back on the air. Huh? We were just kind of going over the Iberdrola website, and it's like, I wouldn't trust these guys as far as I could throw them, looking at just what they've got going here.
They're pretty massive.
Well, you know, this, you know, we typically think of green energy and you know, small companies trying to do good things for the environment, but, you know, this big win is multi-billion dollar, multinational corporation. This is like the fearful big oil, you know, that you typically hear from the environmentalist side, where they big oil is bad and big corporations are bad. Well, these guys are similar in size. This is big win. These are big multi-billion dollar international corporations, and it's all about the money. There's been numerous, if you go to our website, www.stopfw.com, Stop Fountain Wind is what that stands for, you'll see that when little, they typically target small communities like ours, not a lot of resources, not easy to fight back. A lot of times they have loose zoning that makes it easy for them to push these things through. And when the citizens try to fight them, they'll use their multi-billion dollars and the tax subsidies that the federal government has been giving them for quite some time now. It expires in January 2020, is my understanding, of these tax credits. But they use some of their funds, and some of that includes our own tax dollars, to fight the citizens who don't want these things in their communities for all of the reasons that I stated and many more that I haven't. And that's just, I wouldn't trust. This is all about the money.
Yeah, it's funny how it seems like the governments are always behind these guys, either with financing or credits or something. And then, you know, look at these guys. They, you know, from what Red's saying is that their investors are a bunch of guys in the Middle East down in Qatar. I mean, something seems a little off here. I mean, is it just me?
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, cutting out a little bit. But basically, yeah, these are foreign investors, and this isn't really about, in my opinion, making America great. This is about money and about making money for the shareholders, and it's not about the environment.
Somebody else having control of our energy.
Well, that would be another big problem for me. Good grief. I mean,
we want Qatar
in control of our energy supply, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got an issue there.
Well, okay, I've run it down to where Qatari Holding Investments is actually owned by the state-owned Qatari Investment Fund, which is the chairman of the board is His Excellency Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulmin Al Thani, the deputy prime minister and minister of foreign affairs for the state of Qatar.
Yeah, me and
that's
the
wow.
That's the chairman of the board of this whole once you go up to the top of the pyramid, that's your guy there.
Yeah, so we want to get in bed with the sheep, right? Or the sheik. Listen, we got to move on, but hey, you'll be at the Patriots meeting next Monday night?
No. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, at 6 p.m.
Oh, so tomorrow night at 6 p.m., be there and learn about this stuff and why the, you know, get all the information so you can make an informed decision on, you know, about these windmills and, you know, express it to your supervisors at the county and whoever else is in charge of letting this thing go through, because I think this is probably a wolf in sheep's clothing, if you ask me.
Once again.
Yeah, this isn't the last one. There'll be more.
All right.
All right. We appreciate it, and we are glad that you called in, and with that, we do have to.
Well, maybe we can get him on the program in the future, Joe.
Okay.
All right.
That would be fine.
Yeah, just let us know when you might be able to do that.
I got his number. We'll give him a call.
Okay.
All right, cool. He's in the chat room. All right.
We got to go to a break. And if you want to call in on this subject or another one, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Well, I came across the child of God.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Mary's Pizza Shack is excited to announce our beautiful new outdoor patio at Mary's downtown location. Come dine al fresco with the family and friends and sip a little wine, enjoy a beer from our tap shack and your favorite dish while relaxing to the sound of the vibrant waterfall. The new patio has room for 40. It's shaded for comfort during the day and draped with sparkling lights for the perfect mood at night. Come dine with us indoors or now outdoors in the new Mary's Pizza Shack patio. Mary's Pizza Shack, 1177 Shasta Street, downtown Reading.
Have you been looking to purchase or refinance a home? Allow the team at Omega Mortgage Group to show you why so many of your friends and family, realtors and escrow officers refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Our low rates, simple application, fast escrows, and outstanding service really speak for themselves. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
My old 55. As I pull
Speaking about fading stars, let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein for a little while. Wow. I mean, can you believe? I mean, can you, jeez. How does a guy commit suicide in a maximum prison that's supposed to be on suicide watch and the cameras just happen to go out?
Oh, they just took him off.
Yeah,
twice,
yeah. Yeah, and they just happen the cameras go out during that. There's nobody on the take, and you know who stands to blame? You know, the day before, a bunch of high profile Democrats get named in the court papers coming out of Florida. You know, Bill Richardson in New Mexico and Mitchell up in Maine and Prince Andrew. They're all Epstein clients, and all of a sudden the next day. You know, Jeffrey has an attack of conscience and commits suicide during a blackout.
Yeah.
Does anybody believe any of that BS?
No.
No.
Nobody believes that.
Yeah, the day after, you know, you got the Democrats in panic because, you know, the day before, you know, he names a bunch of top Democrats in this pedo sex ring.
Well, the one that I love is for years people have been after the Epstein-Clinton connection, and now that it's starting to come out about Epstein, and now that Epstein's dead, Donald Trump had him murdered.
Yeah, it's they're going to change the word suicide to Arkanside pretty soon, because, you know, I'm looking at a list. This is off the Gateway Pundit, and I'll post it on Facebook. On Saturday, multimillionaire Jeff Epstein, the highest profile prisoner in U.S. custody, is found dead. So that says a lot right there. The highest profile prisoner in custody, they let him commit suicide.
Yeah, just the latest victims of the Grand Wizards of the Dixie Mafia.
How did he commit suicide?
Well,
I mean,
you know, the
just
facts
found
are
dead?
The facts are really unclear at this
point.
You know,
he
choked on his toothbrush. Who knows?
Yeah,
but
he borrowed his cellmate's hand.
Yeah. In 2000,
I'm leaving that one alone.
I've got a list here of interesting stuff. Here's a list of Clinton associates who have allegedly
body count?
Yeah, who allegedly died mysteriously or committed suicide right before they were going to testify against the Clintons.
How many are there? Like
there's,
one or two?
I've got 40. Was it 46? And if you count Epstein, it's 47.
Oh.
And you know we've
that
got
seems a little high.
35 through 46 is just the Clinton bodyguards. That ended up killing themselves or
maybe working for the Clintons is that horrible.
Yeah, and then we've got 28 through 34 were persons that had information.
They knew
on
where
the
bodies
East
were.
Kevin East, Henry case, and then we've got Vince Foster is where it starts. Ron Brown. I mean, it seems like anybody that connects with the Clintons here. That could have any dirt on them mysteriously has a problem with suicide. He had two bullets to the back, and he committed suicide.
So either the Clintons murder people, or working for the Clintons are that horrible, or the Clintons surround themselves with really unstable people.
They got some pretty good hitmen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to send Lou Cabrasi over to you, you know, and you're going to sleep with the fishes, you know.
Or maybe those people find out too much.
And nobody's buying it. I mean, does anybody buy this? It's Attorney General Barr, has he lost trust in the FBI? AG calls on FBI, an inspector general, to investigate Epstein's death. Because somebody should have seen something. There should have been something on camera. There should have been something. You know, and it's just a coincidence. The last time he tried to commit suicide, the whole block goes out on the grid there where the jail is and completely blacks out.
Because there's no backup power to jail either, right?
Yeah, I know. And then they come in
and they
there.
Don't watch any part of the jail.
And Epstein's in the corner in a fetal position, sucking his thumb, crying, Mommy. You know,
attempted
suicide, and he's got like this bruiser in his cell that has his earplugs in it to see nothing. You know, the guy's got arms as big as my waist, and you know, I just don't feel listening to
and
my
they
music.
They had him in GP, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And by the way, I'm an ex cop who likes to kill people.
Yeah, because that's usually where you put pedophiles.
Yeah, you put them in GP, right?
Them in GP when you want them
dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Let the little girly man come into general population. You know.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Probably one of the most important state witnesses in the last 50
years. Unbelievable.
And so we throw him in general population as an accused pedophile.
Yeah.
And after there's one quote-unquote suicide attempt, we take no further precautions. Actually, we go
we
ahead
just
and relax
take him
the
off.
Precautions.
Yes. Everything's going to be okay. Nothing's going to happen. Yeah.
You know, we took him down to the infirmary, you know, we had to get him a brain scan. You know, they find nothing. Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, former member of CFR.
No.
Council on Foreign Relations.
No.
And Trilateral Commission.
No.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, gee, he doesn't know. He doesn't know where the bodies are buried, Art, does he?
No, just the TNA.
Yeah, I guess some of the people that were named in some of the court documents that came out of Florida, I don't know, Prince Andrew, Alan Dershowitz, Bill Clinton, you know, they've been trying to pin this on Trump, but, you know, really?
I love that. So for, what, probably close to a decade, people have been after the Epstein-Clinton connection.
Yeah.
Easily.
It's all Trump's fault.
And now that
fault.
It's coming out, it you was know, Donald Trump did it. He whacked Epstein to keep him quiet.
Yeah.
Just come on, man.
Yeah, at the same time, he simultaneously, you know, created this whole movement against climate change. And, you know, he's responsible for all the gun deaths. You know, he's, you know, when the clouds come over in the middle of the night and it starts to have rain and lightning, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything's Trump's fault.
Oh,
that's because he's, you know, he was on The Apprentice. Yeah, well, he was on TV. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I just find this absolutely
because it is. It is a steaming pile of.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing going on there.
Well, and that's the thing. You look at comments from people and stuff on social media. Nobody believes Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Nobody believes it.
Yeah, I guess I got another headline here. So, and you got to take all this stuff with a grain of salt. The problem is you don't know anything that's going on.
Well, at this point, they're basically daring the American public. Yeah, we don't care if it's believable or not.
I
what are you going to do about
I guess,
it?
Exactly. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I got here's the breaking news. New court documents reveal Bill Clinton held private parties on Epstein's pedophile island. No, nothing to see here. Move along.
Didn't he say he wasn't with that one girl, the 16-year-old, and then they have pictures of her you know?
Yeah,
well, that's the great thing is, you know, through all this progression of the Epstein-Clinton connection, for a long time the Clinton story was, oh, there's nothing wrong with Jeffrey Epstein. He's a great guy.
What?
And then it actually starts to get proven, and it goes from, Jeffrey Epstein, I think I might have met him once
or
twice.
What a piece of crap that guy is.
Yeah, I think I know him. Really, Bill?
Yeah.
Do you think that we're that stupid, or did you catch syphilis somewhere?
Well, they think we're that stupid. It's
or they think they're that untouchable.
They do. And
you
at
know,
this point,
above
how,
the law?
At this point, how can they not feel untouchable?
Yeah. So and I've got
they've bombed American federal installations to conceal their commitment. They've run cocaine through Arkansas with the United States government. They've gotten away with whacking at least 50 people to cover their tracks. They're part of sex trafficking pedophile rings. They ripped off the American taxpayer and the Haitian people for billions of dollars. And they've gotten away with it. They've committed treason. I mean, they've. At this point, how do you
we
not
have to
feel
go to a break? Oh, no,
well,
we're at a hard
it's
going to
be the top of the hour, and she's going to cut us off here real shortly.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Jimmy, Warriors, come out and play.
And with that, we'll go to our hard break and stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Just get some bottles to click together.
Yeah. I forgot to do for you. And all the times I had the chance to.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The FBI and the Justice Department will investigate how Jeffrey Epstein died in an apparent suicide yesterday while the probe into sexual abuse allegations against the well-connected financier continues. Epstein, accused of orchestrating a sex trafficking ring and sexually abusing underage girls, had been taken off suicide watch just before he apparently killed himself in the New York jail. Attorney General William Barr says he was, quote, appalled. One Republican senator is raising concerns about the GOP's move toward so-called red flag laws in the wake of recent mass shootings.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming told reporters Friday that passing new restrictions could infringe on the constitutional rights of law-abiding gun buyers. He also has his doubts that the new law would really solve the problem of mass shootings. Nor does he think that such a bill would fare much better in the Senate than similar ones have done in the past. Some GOP senators and the president are showing signs they would support tougher background checks. Bob Agnew reporting.
North Korea has confirmed its leader supervised test firings of a new weapons system yesterday, shortly after President Trump says he got a letter from Kim Jong-un expressing a desire to meet again.
President Trump says that in the letter, Kim also apologized for the streak of missile tests that have rattled U.S. allies in the region. This was followed by reports from North Korean state media that Kim expressed great satisfaction over the launches, which verified the new weapons system performs as designed. South Korea's military describes previous missiles as similar to the Russian-made Iskander, a nuclear-capable missile that travels on low trajectories, improving its chances of evading missile defense systems. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A bomb-laden vehicle exploded yesterday outside a shopping mall in Libya's eastern city of Benghazi. It killed three UN staff members and wounded several other people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-458-7294. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-458-7294. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294.
California's largest operator of recycling redemption centers is shut down and laid off nearly 800 people.
The Mercury News reports that the company, Replanet, has closed all 284 of its centers. Replanet's president, David Lawrence, says the company stopped operating because of increased business costs and falling prices of recycled aluminum and PET plastic. The closings mean San Francisco Bay Area residents are left with few options for redeeming their recyclables.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Semiconductor giant Broadcom says it has reached a deal to buy the enterprise business of cybersecurity company Symantec for nearly $11 billion in cash. Symantec provides cloud, web, and data security for organizations. The company also has a consumer business. That's not part of the deal. Broadcom says it expects the Symantec business to bring in over $2 billion in annual revenue. News and analysis, townhall.com. NBC Universal and the LA Olympics are going into business.
They're teaming up to package commercial time on all the network's platforms with opportunities to sponsor the American team through 2028. The deal is for contracts covering 2021 through 2028, the year the Summer Games returned to the United States for the first time in 32 years. NBC paid $7.75 billion for rights to broadcast the Olympics from 2022 through 2032. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 11th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak. He is 69 years old today. Hulk Hogan, the wrestler and sometimes actor, is 66. Actress Viola Davis turns 54. Host Joe Rogan is 52. Actor Chris Hemsworth is 36. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
This as much as I do at Epstein's story that he's, he committed suicide. It's like, hey, what are you doing over there in the corner? I'm kicking my ass.
I'm killing myself. Leave me alone.
That's right. I'm killing myself.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah.
What happened here? I don't know. We fell down 47 times. Just nobody believes it.
Hold on. I got too many windows open here.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Okay. So what we wanted to do here was go. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
What is that? Kind of unnerving, isn't it?
A little bit.
Okay, that's sick. That's enough.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, how crazy does it get? I mean,
one of my favorite things over that whole deal was the first incident with Epstein and. Did he commit suicide, or his roommate or his cellmate assaulted him? And then his, out of all of that,
Is it Epstein or Epstein?
I don't know. Does it matter if you're dead or alive?
We need those horses in the background every time we stay Epstein. Go ahead.
But the complaint of the lawyer. So after the whole the Epstein thing, the cellmate files a complaint about the conditions in the jail and goes, I think there's a serious rodent problem here. I found a dead rat on my cellmate's bed. That's my favorite part of the whole thing. It's like, are you really? You don't say.
Okay. On top of all of that, okay, is that the guy's going to file a lawsuit. The Epstein's attorney is going to file a lawsuit. Or has filed a lawsuit. Let me see if I've got this thing. There's so many Epstein. Yeah, here it is. Blood on their hands. Epstein's lawyer blasts prosecutors, judges, jailers, media, politicians. Because my thing popped up. Good grief. Where'd it go? Here we go. A greedy plaintiff lawyers for death of his client in federal custody. So here's his attorney, Mike Furnish, attorney for Jeffrey Epstein, issued a blistering statement of his death. Wow, he wrote that one up quick, didn't he?
Yeah.
And his client by an apparent suicide while in federal custody. So he's suing them. So he's going to make money off of the guy dying in custody.
One way or the other.
Yeah, one way or the other, I'm going to get my share of this. Potted on the Indian of the Rainbow.
I stood to make millions on this case, and now he's dead.
And I'll still make money.
So he's suing them. He's already filed a lawsuit, or he's going to file a lawsuit.
On behalf of who? Himself?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I mean.
So like, his actual argument is that because Epstein died in federal custody.
He's doing this as an outraged citizen and defense lawyer, not as a representative for Jeffrey Epstein's defense team.
Well, there is no Jeffrey Epstein defense team anymore. The defendant's dead.
Yeah. Oops.
Oopsie.
I mean, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, don't get me wrong.
Oh, no, we're not going to miss him.
But at the same time, there's just a lot of coincidences here.
Going to miss his testimony.
And talk about ambulance chaser or, I mean, what? So he really cares about the law, right? Because he's defending Epstein, who's a... already a convicted pedophile with so much evidence against this guy. You know, he's got some island in the Caribbean or two, a couple of them. Where he either hunts people or has sex orgies.
Or both.
And he's numerous, sex slaves and, all this stuff. And we're doing it because it's the greedy politicians and the jailers' problem. They're the ones that are at fault here because they let the guy get killed. Who stood the blame?
Back in the Clintons' history, there was a guy that was connected to cocaine and they had a lot of problems with, and they kind of... Was that Bill's brother?
Oh, we're talking about Billy Beer. Was it? No.
That was Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But you remember, what was his name? Like Mike Clinton or something? It was Bill Clinton's brother. And
I don't remember this one.
Something.
Not that there hasn't been any controversy or scandals in the Clintons' life since they started in politics.
I'm just curious how many times Bill's brother, the coke dealer, was at Epstein Island.
I don't know. Good question. We'll have to check the flight logs.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Well, we know Bill was there several times.
And Hillary.
26.
Yeah.
Trump wasn't there ever.
Oh, we don't know about that.
Yeah, that's
we're sure that he whacked Epstein to keep him quiet.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. In the meantime,
because of the safety issues. Well,
I guess he couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I guess you've got, and in the meantime, in the background, because of all of the noise that's in the mainstream media that's drowning out all of the other issues, what do we got?
Well, apparently the FBI has just wrapped up a massive anti-sex trafficking operation, recovered over 100 juveniles that were being exploited for sex crimes, well over 100 arrests, 67 direct arrests, 60 new federal investigations have popped up out of this, and they now have over 5 dozen new indictments against people from this one FBI sex trafficking operation. That involved over 400 law enforcement agencies and almost every FBI field office in the country, including a couple in places like Guam and Puerto Rico and things like that. So they've been on this major operation and apparently was highly successful and bagged a bunch of people and has led to new investigations for more people and not a word in the news.
Well, and in the meantime, we've got an update on the story for the Clinton Associated list that it's been flagged by Twitter.
Weird.
I know. Who would, so the names on the Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein suicide on Sunday morning was flagged by Twitter. So the far left social media giant didn't want it on there for whatever reason,
Are they opposed to informing the public of how many former people that were going to testify against the Clintons have died of natural causes? Why do they want to hide that?
Natural
causes.
Yeah, they say
a little bit of a problem there.
Yeah, they say we have investigated the report content and could not identify any violations of the Twitter rule, but we have not taken any action at this time. We received complaints, so they flagged it. I don't know if they've taken it down. We wouldn't want to have anything like that get out, I guess.
No, why would you?
Complaints, yeah. Bill and Hillary kill list, everybody's dying, suicides.
Those people have so much to answer for. Where do you even start?
Yeah, I guess the FBI helping them bust up all of their devices and, bleach bitten their computers. I guess they got help from Strzok and them, and now Strzok is trying to sue them again.
for, you know, wrongful termination.
Oh, grammar worm tongue still at it, huh?
I just don't know what to say about all this crap.
And you look at what's going on, and I really think we have a tale of two FBIs here.
Did anybody know that Epstein was a former CFR Trilateral Commission member?
I knew the CFR. I did not know about the Trilateral Commission.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
I was just saying, you look at some of the things that the FBI is doing and accomplishing, and they're doing some really good work, especially in this area of sex trafficking and stuff. But then at the same time, it looks like the upper echelons are a complete mess of just this political morass. And it is, does the FBI as an institution save itself? Does anybody trust the FBI after this?
No. No.
And I think that's a shame.
Well, here's another.
Not unless they change a lot of different things
here's another story concerning.
And I think
FBI.
We could use Hoover back.
Speaking of the FBI, Cloudflare drops 8chan for posting alleged El Paso shooter manifesto. FBI caught covertly posting on 8chan in June. Now, for you guys who don't know what 8chan is, it's a posting board for anonymous people that post. We know that Q and QAnon has been posting on there, and a lot of supporters of Trump, and we believe that it is a an alternate media source for the Trump administration, military operations, and so forth, based on a lot of evidence. And now, all of a sudden, the FBI is going after 8chan, and they've shut it down.
So they created and provided evidence that they implemented in order to create a case against something that they had a problem with. Have I heard this before?
They're good at this. It's, you know,
Russia's coming to mind.
I mean, this seems like it's the modus operandi. This is what they do. They it's like Stalin said, don't worry about crime. Worry about people. I create crime for people.
Yeah, it's kind of the, you know, almost like a cop throwing a bag of coke in your car and going, hey, guess what?
Yeah, this guy's dirty. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Look what I got here. Yeah.
Look what I found.
All right.
And with that, we need to go to a break, and we will continue this conversation or another one after the break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Cloudy day, when the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you've lost your way. When the candle lit of home burns so very far away, now you gotta let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I'm going to rid myself of help in the shade of the freeway. Going to pack my lunch in the morning and go to work each day. Come streaming in, I'll get up and do it again. Amen. Say it again. Amen. I wanna know what became of the changes we waited for love to bring. Were they only the...
And that's, I think that is Jackson Brown's best song, myself. That we don't have time to listen to it all. But, you know, I got to play this. This is like, this is what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. Here it is, right here.
Me and my crew was working down in the hole. Well, one of the boys up on the steel yelled down, hey, there's a mugging going on. So we come out of the hole and through the gate, and we caught this guy running, and we roughed him up a little bit before the police came.
Well, the hospital report says the man had two broken arms, a broken jaw, and cracked ribs.
No kidding. Jeez, a poor guy must have fell down.
Thanks, Jimmy.
No kidding.
No kidding. Yeah, the poor guy fell down. I don't know what happened. You know, it was like an accident or something. Yeah, he just kept hitting his head on the cement over and over again.
Yeah. He was just trying to give his wallet back.
Wow. Yeah, after a while, do you believe any of this crap?
No.
No.
Nobody does.
Nobody does. That's the thing. After a while, it becomes so apparent. Then they're, you know, the one thing is that they're losing the narrative. The awakening is happening. People are starting to wake up to the fact. I mean, gee, you know, when you start talking about, you know, Bill Richardson and Mitchell, and, I mean, we got the Podestas and the Clintons, and you know, you got your child traffickers, you got your sex slaves, you got your princes, then you, and, I mean, come on.
Well, and that's the thing, even the people that say, oh, it's all conspiracy and nonsense. Yeah. Well, let me ask you something. Take a look at the evidence against the Podestas and some of the things that people think they're into, and then tell me if you as a parent would let your kids spend the night there.
Take a look at the evidence against the Clintons and tell me that they didn't stop them from being prosecuted by somebody getting their palms greased.
Yeah, can't do it.
Okay. Let me ask you another question. You know, why locally? Why is Tom Bosenko voting for Megan Dahl? Just because he likes her? Why did he endorse her?
Animal.
Yeah, based on water rights that she said herself at the Republican meeting after he said that, you know, that she didn't know much about him.
Yeah, or fact that she's married to a man who completely dropped and fumbled the football on protecting water rights and was like, I'll be the first one to put a water meter.
Yeah. So after a while, it's like, aren't you just tired of all the freaking lies?
It's political nepotism. He's padding, you know, he's hedging his bets.
I want to know, where's the payoff? That's all I want to know. What's the payoff? Is it just because he likes her? Is it just because, it's like at whatever level you want to talk about, you know.
Protection of the pension funds.
Okay.
To get more money in the county for marijuana busts.
Somebody's getting greased.
I mean,
at whatever level you want to talk about, whether it's the windmills, whether it's the Clintons. I mean, this is out of control government at every freaking level.
Not to defend Tom, but I do know of one sheriff that was on that endorsement with Megyn Daly, and they are not going to vote for her. Because
really?
They, yes,
who's
they
that?
Actually, I don't know if I can say the name. But they decided to
change their mind because of pressure from the constituents.
Well,
maybe?
No, they not just that, but they did the endorsement too early, and they didn't really have all the information.
So
now that they have more of the information, they are not going to vote for her.
Okay, so let's take a look at Tom.
He
endorsed Daly before he even knew who else was running.
Right.
Huh. You know, he has time to recant his position. Maybe he ought to be a stand-up guy. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think
it's
so
like,
either.
It's like, I'm for the Constitution while I'm against it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm for the Constitution, but I'll arrest you if you exercise it.
I think that he supports the Constitution just enough at the right times of the year to get elected.
Well, he supports the Constitution like the local judges do. You know, when you get arrested or you go to court on, not arrested, but you go to court to fight a traffic ticket on the red light thing, and it says in the Constitution that any controversy over $20, you're entitled to a jury trial. And when you bring that up, they go, well, I interpret the Constitution differently. Because they don't care about the Constitution. They care about power, and they care about being able to exercise their power. And, if you know, so the Constitution doesn't matter to a guy that's going to arrest you if you exercise it.
Well, the problem that I've always kind of had with Tom, and I kind of understand where he comes from and some of the reality that he exists in, but what has always bugged me about Tom is the political two-step that he does. When there's a problem with the gun laws and things like that, he comes to the community and goes, yeah, I know these are really bad laws, but don't worry. I'll make it a real low priority. Don't worry about it. I'd never do that to you.
But when
the rubber meets the road, oh, it's out of my power. I can't do it.
I have to enforce the law.
I have to.
Even though he says, he speaks out of both sides as well. Oh, the Supremacy Clause makes the states agreed to make the United States Constitution the supreme law of the land, except I won't follow it if the states make a rule against it.
That's the two-step that bothers me.
Yeah, so I have to follow the state law, even though the supreme law of the land is the Constitution. But if the state laws make a law that abridges my constitutional rights, then I have to follow the state law.
Yeah, if your narrative of how you're going to behave and conduct yourself as an elected official is going to change depending on what's politically expedient for you, I've got a problem with it.
Well, and let's talk about somebody else here. Let's talk about Lane Rickard. Was he supposed to be on the program today?
He was supposed to be. In all fairness to him, I'm not sure. I can't find the correspondence. I did talk to him on the phone. I did send him, I believe, a text message, and he said he would be on.
No show.
So in all fairness, no show. And maybe he didn't receive the contact information.
Okay.
In all fairness.
No, we'll give him a pass.
Yeah, you know. I don't know until I talk to him again, but yes, he was supposed to be on the show, so I will give him a call this week and see.
I'll give him another shot.
And maybe something happened.
Oh, that's right. Give him a shot.
You know,
because maybe,
before
you know,
we jump
happen.
To any conclusion.
Yeah, you
so.
Know, it's like Megan didn't go to the last couple debates, and I was listening to somebody the other day. I think it was on Carl Bott, asked her, or was it Carl Bott? It was somebody else. Hey, I get so much information that she didn't show up because she had prior engagements. Well, I wanted to call in, but I couldn't where I was at and ask, well, what were the prior engagements? Because my understanding is that one of the prior engagements was her birthday. Okay.
I don't know if it was hers or one of her kids, but yeah, it was
somebody's birthday.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But anyway, back to, before we go to a break, about Lane, I'll see what happened. I would like to see about getting them all back on. You know, in the beginning, Megan said that she would come on the radio and debate.
Okay.
And I would like to be able to do that before the election. So we'll see. I'll be contacting them to see if they want to go ahead and do a debate on our radio show. So with that, we're going to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Fire Media Community Radio for the North State, 96.5 on FM and 1460 on AM.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to San Francisco.
You know, I used to like that song. And now it's like,
I used to like that town.
Yeah, I used to love San Francisco, absolutely. I mean, the restaurants, beauty, the whole, beautiful, most beautiful city in the world.
Yeah, it's great.
Not anymore. This just in. Prison warden and psychologist signed off to confirm Epstein not suicidal. And then the MCC prison guard skipped required checks.
Yeah, I saw that. Their 30-minute checks.
Yeah.
Decided not to do it anymore.
Hey, let's just turn out the cameras and go take a break. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
preseason football's on.
Yeah, I think, hey, you know, nothing's going to happen. Yeah.
It's all good.
Hey, why does that big ape have the keys to Epstein's cell?
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot to lock the cell door.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
Yeah. It's, you just can't believe it.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Dar. Good morning, Dar.
Good morning. You know, my daughter called from Kentucky. She was working today. She said when she got to work, they said, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. You're on.
Okay. She said that someone had said to her when she went in the office, she said, I guess he was on the Bill Kill list because, you know, the Clintons seem to get rid of people that get in their way or can cause them trouble. But anyway, my question is this. I'm wondering what's going on with this business with Newsom saying that President Trump cannot be on the primary ballot unless he releases his taxes. Can he do that?
No, not legitimately. There's only three requirements to be on the ballot constitutionally. You know, in the Constitution, there's three things that you can have to be requirements to become president. One is 35 years of age. You have to be in the country living for 14 years. And the third one is that you have to be a natural born citizen. And all so it's really simple. You can't just start adding a bunch of different criteria for your state. That will be challenged in court. They will lose that. And this is just a show. This is just gruesome Newsom, you know, making a show to his constituents that he's trying to toe the line.
And judicial.
The thing is that I'm so tired of all these lawyers getting rich off all these court cases that are going nowhere.
Yeah, that the people are paying for.
I know. I'm tired of it. I'm fed up. And this Newsom, he is a joke. Like, I had a friend, I don't know who it was, said he looked like a bad used car salesman. You know, a bad used car. Bad used cars, you know. All right, thank you. You guys
and I wanted to let you know, Dar, Judicial Watch has filed a lawsuit on that.
Yeah,
but
right.
To the state of California in regards to the tax records.
Okay. What about this illegal tax? I wasn't going to ask this question, but being you're talking about Judicial Watch, you know, the tax, they were taxing us, the fire tax. We were supposed to get our money back, weren't we?
Well, you had
No. That's a fee.
That was a fee, but you had to pay it and then go, wasn't it?
Then file the paper and then protest it
in order to get your money back.
It's all crap. Well, this is we're living the nightmare that our founding fathers said that would happen if you didn't protect your rights and your freedom and you got government too big and they do it through the taxes. That's why the power to tax is the power to destroy. We changed the Constitution in 1913 to give the federal government to the power to tax us and the power to create money out of thin air. And when we did that, you opened up Pandora's box to unlimited government. Everywhere, across the board, state, local, federal, take your pick, because not only can they tax you at the local level now, they can tax you at every level possible. So they tax you in the servitude, and they just have an endless array of federal, state, local government agencies that take the substance out of the mouths of your children.
Well, the thing is that the government produces nothing. They just take.
They steal. It's all about stealing. It's stealing.
All they do, they just take. They don't do anything. And when these politicians get up there and say, we're going to give you this and give you that, nothing's free. What was that? I saw something that was really good. The only thing that, maybe you said it, the only thing that's free is the cheese in the mousetrap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even that's not free anymore.
Pretty sure the taxpayers paid for the cheese and the mousetrap.
Yeah. And just so you
know. And the guy that put the mousetrap out.
Sally says there's actually 5 lawsuits against California going on right now in regards to the ballot issues.
Another thing is, I don't know what Megan Dolly is doing running because she has no...
Well, you know, the thing is, Dar, it's okay for her to run, but when she starts getting endorsed and she has no credentials, really, except that her husband is a politician, she has no real experience when compared to the other people that are running. She doesn't understand the issues compared to the other people that are running. And aren't we supposed to pick the best person for the job?
She's not one of us. She's not part of us. She's not. I haven't heard her say anything about logging or anything. We need logging again. We need to get our loggers working and our sawmills back up, you know? That's what I think.
Well, all I hear is flowery talk about how I care about children and I care about education and I'm a business owner. I don't hear anything about solutions. I don't hear anything about using a bully pulpit down there to start sounding off and yelling from the rooftops. These guys are out of control. We're tired of it. We won't take it anymore. We're not going to put up with it. No, we're going to reach across the aisle and everybody's going to sing Kumbaya around the frickin' fire, and it'll all be good. And just vote for me.
I really was offended by someone endorsing her, saying she was a Reagan Republican. Oh. She's not a Reagan Republican.
She was endorsed before she announced she was going to run. They were already in the bag.
It smells like rotten fish.
It is. That's why it smells like that, Dar. It's because it's typical political nepotism in the state of California. That's exactly what's going on. And if she really cared about education and kids, then she would care about logging in our timber industry. Because I remember growing up when we were all California distinguished schools. Our schools had top-of-the-line teachers, top-of-the-line equipment.
Does she support representation? Does she support the state of Jefferson?
No.
Oh, I don't know. That's a question I'd like to ask her.
Well, it was asked of her, and I was there at the meeting, and she answered, well, it's basically, in theory, I support representation.
But it'll never happen,
and I won't do anything about it. I'm just going to go down there and reach across the aisle and try to work with all the Democrats.
She's a joke. We don't need another Dolly down there. I don't like the Dolly we got down there now, so I didn't vote for
them. Well, it's all about the unions. Let's be honest. It's all about the federal employees and the unions, the state employees and the unions, the pensions. That's all it's about.
Money.
The unions. Who's going after and endorsing everybody who's in some kind of a government agency that is getting a pension from them?
Yeah.
Well,
I have one vote for sale.
When are the voters going to start asking questions and start paying attention? Because even the people around me, we live in the country here. I don't know. It's just like they just don't care. They just keep.
Well, the thing is that it's people don't care till they do care. And that's really what it comes down to. When it gets so oppressive that it affects them to the point where they can't stand it anymore, they're either going to turn and fight or they're going to leave. And that's where we're at.
And to me, up here in the North State, you could take a nematode and slap an R behind its name and it's going to get elected. The Republican Party of California is dead. And it's time to either revitalize the party with some actual real people or move on.
All I can say is vote Jones.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm going to vote for Patrick Jones.
Yeah, we need somebody who's actually going to fight and understands the issues and understands how to get something done. And it's not
and
the other one.
Somebody that's truthful.
Yeah. Truthful would be good.
Yeah.
Well, I believe what he says. I believe what he does. What he's done and what he's shown that he can done in Reading and everything. He stood up to, he was a mayor. He stood up to them. He was on, wasn't he on the council too?
Yeah, he was on the city council. Yep. He wasn't on the board of supervisors, city council.
Right.
And
he was mayor.
He's not afraid to stand up to people. And that's what we need. We need someone who will stand up for us, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't understand what she's doing in there. I just don't understand it unless they just need another paycheck. I mean, they brag about all their business. I mean, I don't want to sound.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Let's move on, Dart. Hey, we appreciate the call and your feelings, but we don't want to just throw stones.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. And with that, I believe we got Roberta on the line.
Okay.
Good morning, Roberta.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Can I turn this down?
Turn your radio down. You're on the air.
I did turn it down.
Very good. Thank you. What you got? You're on the air, Roberta.
I had already turned it down. Anyway, I was at the debate last Thursday night, and Megan made the remark that because Brian has brought all the congressmen from Southern California up to see our country, which they don't care about anyway, that she knows their families and that she will be able to go right away and start working with all those Southern California congressmen. So, I mean, not one comment just, it just slayed me, because there isn't any way she could become so known by all the congressmen and their families. So anyway, that's my comment.
All right. Thanks, Roberta.
Listen, bye.
Where was that debate at?
It was at the League of Women Voters.
Well, there's been a few, so I was just curious which one.
Anyway, listen, I want to move on to the economy a little bit here, and let's talk about the
what economy?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh wait. I guess what we can do, we can go to a break and come back with the economy.
Yeah,
how's
let's
that?
Do that.
All right, this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. No, that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boy, to free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boy, to free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
Sovereign Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, your talk radio show, 96.5, 1460 AM. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the economy. I mean, I don't know if anybody notices out there, but we're not doing all that great. You know, we want to, we understand what Trump's doing, got to get reelected, all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, we've got, you know, we are inches away from a inverted yield curve, which precedes. This is probably the best. I've been telling everybody for years, watch the 2 and the 10 year interest rates on the treasuries. And when they invert, in other words, when you get more of an interest on a 2 year note than you do a 10 year note, who's going to be investing in the 10 year notes is what it comes down to. Well, this is the best indicator of a recession, bar none. Okay. When those two invert, you're going to have a recession. It's pretty much 100% guarantee. In this world, who knows? But the point being is that, you know, Trump's trying to devalue the dollar. And, you know, he's saying that we need to devalue the dollar. Well, what that is a precursor to when you devalue your dollar is inflation. Because what we've got is a race to the bottom, just like we've been saying for years. It's getting worse and worse and worse. There's no way out of this liquidity trap. There's going to be a problem at some point. Is Trump the devil? No. I think he's trying to do the best he can. But he's working. You know, he stepped into office, you know, with unfunded liabilities and a debt of $225 trillion if you add it all up. I don't care what kind of a magician you are, you got some serious issues. So,
a lot of cleanup.
There's not to mention the fact that we're dealing with a corrupt FBI, a corrupt deep state, a corruption in just about every organization in government because they've all been sitting in their fat chairs with their nose stuffed in the trough, milking themselves off the taxpayers. Anyway. Yeah, so this is going to be a problem. Why is Trump asking for more rate cuts, you know, on the treasuries? Because he knows that we're in trouble. He's not a stupid guy. He knows that the economy's not that great. Have we done better? You know, we would probably be in concentration camps if the Wicked Witch would have got elected. But and he's done a lot with what he's got to work with, but we are still in trouble. Rest assured, we are still in trouble. So be as prepared as you possibly can out there. Don't believe all the, you know, sunshine and lollipops and smoke up your keister.
Well, and I still stick by, I think there's something else that's going on, because one of the things that you taught me is when currency collapse, what still maintains its value is physical assets.
Yes,
hard assets. He has been collecting for the U.S. economy,
yep.
Is he has been spending money that he knows is currency that he knows is going to be no good for anything anyways, to collect physical assets back to the country.
Yeah,
and other countries
and
are collecting physical assets.
I don't think he's priming us to maintain the economy. I literally think that he is priming us to have a jump start when it collapses.
I mean, I'm looking at headlines here. UK economy posts surprise contraction, worst quarter since 2012. Danish bank is offering mortgage rates at 0.5 negative interest rates. You've got zero rates in and quantitative easing in Australia. The word is out that they're going to say we've got to have quantitative easing, only they're not going to call it quantitative easing this time. Money printing is out of style, but they'll just come under some other thing. They're going to devalue the dollar against the other currencies because that's what's going to keep the manufacturers going for now. Mm-hmm. But rest assured, when this thing, the chickens are coming home to roost here. This is a race to the bottom. The U.S. dollar is treading water as central banks follow the Fed in the race to the bottom. Currency whirlpool sucks in Australia and New Zealand. You know, McKellen and Chandler on rate cuts. You know, the establishment, you know, is in trouble. And, you know, this is not going to go away. This is not going to go away. So you have to be
not
prepared.
Not easily.
Yeah, it's, it's going to take a reset of some sort. I'm not sure what that means. So that's that's the economy for you. You can believe, you know, all the hype and all the stuff about being the best in the world, and you know, we are the best in the world. But gold is at record highs ever in almost every other country in the world right now. Think about that for a second. Our gold's creeping up. But at every other country in the world, check the rates, gold is higher than it's ever been before because of currency devaluation, because the governments are trying to print their way out of it, and ours is going to have to try to do the same.
Mm-hmm. It already has been.
Right. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens, but be in some hard assets, be your own central bank. You know, cash is going to be devalued at some point to the point where it's not going to be worth much. And we can see that because they keep telling us there's no inflation, man. I don't know if you go to the grocery store or out to dinner. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean, things
are
going up exponentially.
Lately?
Have you bought anything?
Well, what's happening is that you know through different means, hedonics and you know manipulation of the amounts of product inside the packaging, all kinds of stuff. They've been able to disguise it pretty bigly, for quite a while, but at the same time, it's starting to become pretty plain. Mm-hmm. That our standard of living is slowly going down every week, every month, a little more,
Yep.
A little more.
And that's the whole problem of the concept of equalization and equality, is you can't bring everybody up to the highest level, but you can certainly try to bring everything to the lowest common denominator.
What you want, isn't it?
Yeah. And you think that might be happening?
What we want is a level playing field. That doesn't mean we're going to. I mean, you got that idiot up on the Democrats wants to give $500 million or $1 billion in reparations to who? To who?
$500 billion of whose money?
Yeah, of whose money? Where are they going to get it? And who's going to be the recipient? All the people. She's going to give it to all the former slaves that are still existing in America, right?
Okay. If the money goes to all the former slaves, and you take the money from former slave owners, I'm in.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
There you go. I want to be paid because I had relatives that were in the Irish Brigade on the northern side that fought on behalf of the Union Army against the slave owners.
Well, mm-hmm. Who wouldn't be getting paid?
Yeah, and where are they going to get it? So do I take it? I'm a white, but at the same time, I'm a white, toxic male, toxic masculinity, male, Christian, constitutionalist. What else can we paint me with? Right wing conservative nut job.
Bigot.
Racist, homophobic,
misogynistic,
xenophobia. I don't even know what half of this stuff means. But I have to give up all my money to give to myself on this side. But I'm going to lose 98% of it as it passes through government because they're the arbitraries of all fairness.
You're just a giant phobe.
I know.
Yeah.
So here's one we got before we have to go. We only got a couple minutes. Spooks behind the Patriot Act. Drone and torture programs unite to secure U.S. elections.
No.
No. Would anybody believe that spooks were behind the Patriot Act? Was the deep state behind the Patriot Act and the Patriot Act and the creation of the FISA courts and the creation of all this terrorist stuff and the creation of all whittling down of our Constitution.
It was good to do the Patriot Act.
It's for our own security and the fact that they got all the engineers in New York saying they're going to have to reopen the 9/11 thing because they can't figure out why they all look like they had explosions in the buildings and Building 7
fell down. Evidence doesn't support their narrative. Wow,
yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
You're just a conspiracy theory.
I know.
It's all conspiracy, and Jeffrey Epstein is really been whisked away to Lolita Island to live out the rest of his days as in
he's
suffering.
He's in the Martha Stewart wing.
He's in the Martha Stewart wing.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
post this one.
When he went into jail, the expectation of everybody was literally, oh, that dude's dead.
Yeah,
everybody knew.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to put him in the general population.
Nobody expected Jeffrey Epstein to come out of jail alive.
No, we just won't lock his cell, turn the lights off, cut the cameras.
We just wanted him to testify and finger everybody before he went dead.
It's just, yeah, that's all we wanted.
But I think he turned over a bunch of files anyway.
How
do you bring it into evidence now, though?
I'm not sure.
I don't think you have to bring it into evidence. What I think you have to do is just declassify it.
There you go.
Well,
because it's really about the American people knowing who and what. And then once you declassify it, is there going to be investigations into who and what?
Well, I have a very realistic, I don't want to say fear, but a thought of, once a lot of this is really revealed, just exactly how much of the American government's going to be left.
Hopefully, not a lot.
I was
going to
say.
I want the basic stuff.
Is that
like,
kind of the point?
Yeah, I want
that we get to clean house that
I
way?
I want the basic stuff, like an army to protect us from a foreign shore invasion. I want them going back to the original founding constitution.
Is this how we reset?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, all I have to say is, if you don't know the truth, you are ignorant. But those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. And we'll all see you next week.
Yep.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health.